I think it's a combination of everything. Receivers, blocking downfield, the O-line, obviously that's where it starts. And then all of us backs just running well.
Did you feel a big difference in the fourth quarter maybe with last game just in terms of your playing time getting managed a little better in terms of freshness late in the game? Is there a difference for you or is it?
Well, obviously we have a rotation going, so yes, I'm not in there as much, and so it's definitely less taxing on my body. So, yeah, I feel a little fresh.
Does that take getting used to in terms of being in a rhythm and things like that, though? Being in a rhythm, or is it?
Not really. I'm just because maybe I'm not running the ball, I'm still in there, and I may catch the ball, on a check down or something. So, I think regardless of when I go in there and how many times I go in there, I just got to do what I got to do when I'm in there.
How do you balance sort of the competitor's desire to carry 20 times a game against, what may be better for the offense?
Just trust in the plan, trust in, for one, we're running the ball well. We led the league, obviously, the first week and still continue to run the ball well the second time. So, just know that, everything we're doing right now is working. It's working well, run game-wise, and so just believing in that. Mm-hmm.
They used you so much last year. You had so many touches. In the what did you do in the off season to get ready for this year? You'd never been through a season like that before with that much work. Mm-hmm. Did you train any differently? How did you approach this year?
I trained the same, but I made sure I let my trainer know, look, I want to make sure that my speed, obviously maintains fast, or if I can get faster, just so I'm able to do things in the second level or break away from guys or just keep my speed. I think that's what's most important in my position is obviously being able to see things in the vision, but I need that speed to go out there and hit that second level.
Did you watch film of yourself late last year and say, Yeah, I didn't quite have it. I was a little worn down.
Yeah, I definitely, that was one thing I did. I watched all the runs, all my negative runs, no gains or negative. Just seeing where, for one, I could have did more and could have been better at. And I also watched other guys around the league and maybe compare, with me, was that a negative run and how did they turn their runs into an explosive gain? Unlike I did. So I watched myself, I watched other guys in the league as well.
You've been breaking a bunch of tackles early. Has that been part of it just in terms of turning those negative runs into
most definitely. If I'm getting touched at the line or behind the line of scrimmage, I just need to find a way for one to get back to the line of scrimmage. Or if I'm at the line of scrimmage, just to make a play and get downfield and turn a bad play into a good play.
How much confidence do you have when you run on that left side of the offensive line, just knowing what they're going to be able to open up for you?
I got confidence in the whole line. Some of my runs came from the right side and then on the left side as well to Sunday's game. So I think as a whole, the offensive line, what they've been able to do, especially with what has been going on with the moving around, they've just been doing a great job not missing a beat when they go in.
Jacket said after the game, if he had that fourth and two back, he would have you out there or Jamaze. At the time that the play was being run, were you thinking, God, I wish I had the ball right now? Do you think that every play?
I do think that every play. I want the ball in my hands, obviously. I think we were rushing to get that play in, and obviously Jalen was in at the time. But, there was also a miscommunication on the blocking as well that we could have done better. Obviously, as a back, we need to do what we can to try to do what we can to make the first down. So, but that's nobody's fault. We expect everybody to be able to handle that situation.
Now, last week, Derek was talking about your touchdown in New Orleans, and he said, oh, that's angry Tay. Mm-hmm. You're such a mild-mannered guy. How do you channel angry Tay?
This year I'm just making sure I use my size to my advantage, breaking tackles, trying to run through guys. When that ball in my hand, whoever's on the other side of the ball becomes the victim of angry Tay.